Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Joyce Whittle, and I got a message, and then I entered a link. It said I was a winner of iPad Pro, and all I needed to do was confirm it was me, claim the prize, and enter my shipping. I did that. I don't want to get in those sweepstakes. I don't want to subscribe to anything. I want the prize that they said I won. I was today's winner. And the thing is I've paid the dollar or whatever before, and the next thing you know, I was charged $59. I don't want that. And that was a lie. You know, they said only $1. If it was only $1 or $2, okay, but they lied to me. So I'll pay the $1 when I receive my gift, I guess. But I won. It said I won. So what do I do about this?
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am, to help you out?
Okay, I got screenshots about all the pages saying that I won and saying what they wanted. So how do we go about making that then?
Can I have your zip code, please, ma'am, to help you out?
Okay, 64053.
Okay, can I have your name, please?
Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, Whittle, W-H-I-T-T-L-E.
Okay, hold for just a moment.
Thank you.
And can I have you verify your address for me, please?
721 South Brookside Avenue, Independence, Missouri, 64053.
Okay, thank you for the information. Hold for just a moment.
Okay.
So by looking at your account, it looks like you entered our sweepstakes entry to win a tablet, and you was enrolled into...
Okay, it said I already won. I was a winner. I have a screenshot of the page that says it. It says it already. I'm a winner. And it said pick which one I wanted. I picked the... there was an ice maker. There was, I don't know, a Samsung tablet, I guess. And there was an iPad Pro. And that's what I picked, iPad Pro. So it said I already won. I wasn't getting no sweepstakes. I won it already. That's what you guys say. I can send the screenshots that I have that proves that it said that I already won it. And it wanted $1 fee for it to be shipped, and it would be shipped here in 2 or 3 days. But I'm not going to pay the $1 fee because... I've been told before, and my account was charged more money. That was wrong. So I pay it when I get it. But yeah, it may want me to get in a sweepstakes later, but it already says I won.
As I just explained to you, you entered a sweepstakes entry to win a tablet. And you will be enrolled into, like, our monthly Gadgets Club, which we give customers $125 gift cards that you can use online in our online gadget store. But by looking at your account, you will be billed around $56.95 every month. And by looking at your account, we gave you a refund of $7.95 back into your account.
That. When did you do that?
So we gave you that refund of $7.95 back into your account on March 17th, 2022, ma'am. March 17th, 2022.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look at that, but I didn't put my credit card number in there, so I don't know how you did that. I didn't enter my credit card number, and I don't want to subscribe to anything. I don't want to be charged $56 or whatever dollars. I'm not subscribing, and it doesn't say I'm entering in the contest. It said I already won. Like I said, I have a screenshot of it saying that.
Unfortunately, no, ma'am, you did not win. If you won, we will have to give you a call. But I can get the account canceled. Let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Okay, well, I want to know why it says I won. And I want you to know my shipping address to send it and a dollar for the fee.
As I just explained to you, ma'am, you entered a sweepstakes entry. It's a chance to win.
No, it doesn't say that. I'm telling you what it says. Why does it tell me what's my shipping address and the dollar fee to send my iPad Pro? Why does it say that then?
Ma'am, the dollar fee is to enter the contest. You haven't won. If you won, we would have to give you a call and we would have to verify a few things. You have not won. If you won, we would have to give you a call to verify a few things. You entered a sweepstakes entry. That's a chance to win the tablet.
Okay, well, in the things I read, everything, it does not say pay a dollar fee to be in the entry to win the tablet. It says, first of all, it says I won the tablet. Second of all, it says that dollar fee is just for it to be delivered to me. It doesn't say it's getting in any sweepstakes. Not at all. Not one bit does it say that. So I don't know. I don't know. You want to have somebody call me or something? I don't understand why it says that when it's not true. You know what I mean? I don't understand that.
I have your cancellation number available for you. Let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Well, I'm ready for that, and then we can talk more. Go ahead.
Your cancellation number is
259-316-7681.
That's great. And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Yes. Also, how can I get these to get off the list for them to send this to me? I mean, not you, but even other numbers. They send me stuff, and when I try to contact them, it says my number's blocked. How can I stop that?
Okay, so, ma'am, I'm not sure, but I did cancel your account, and we did give you that full refund of $7.95 already. That was in March the 17th, and your account is closed.
Okay, did you charge me $57?
No, ma'am, that was declined by your bank.
Okay, so then I do need to talk to someone about why it says. Wait a minute, what's the company you're with? Let me write that down.
Okay, the name of the company is the Factory Direct Store.
The Factory Direct Store?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm writing down. Factory. Oh, wait a minute. I got a brain fart. Direct. I'm trying to figure out. Okay, Factory Direct Store. And, okay, so who can I talk to? You transfer me to about it saying that I did win already and it's not saying what you're saying.
Ma'am, everything is explained in the terms and conditions when signing up. It explains to you that you will be entering a sweepstakes entry to win the tablet. If you won, we will have to give you.
I can send you a screenshot of what it says. It does not say that. I'm telling you, it doesn't say that at all. It says, congratulations, you are today's winner. First of all, you know, and then it says you could pick your prize. I picked it, and it says the dollar fees will be delivered. And then what's my shipping address? It does not say I'm entering in a contest to win it, to begin with, at all. So that's all I need to know. Why is this happening, and who can I talk to about it?
Unfortunately, ma'am, we all have the same protocol. Unfortunately, you did not win. If you won, we would have to give you a call. But your account is canceled and refunded. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Are you going to continue to send me these ads or whatever? And I want to know how to stop you from doing that.
Okay, so unfortunately, ma'am, there's nothing we can do about that.
Oh, you're just going to keep sending them to me and keep lying to me about it, right? Because that's what you're doing. You're lying to people. You're telling them that they won, and then you trick them for the money gets charged their account. That's wrong. I want a way to stop. What can I do to stop you from sending me those messages? What can I type? Normally, they say stop, and they stop. You guys won't stop. You don't stop. But it's not that. What do I say? What do I type in to keep you from sending them to me again? Or I guess I could turn you in, the company. I don't know, some Better Business for something. I don't know, but or just tell me how to stop it.
Is there anything else I can assist you with, ma'am?
Yes, I guess I need to speak to your supervisor or manager or something, because you're not answering me, and I don't think it's right.
Okay, so we all have the same protocol, but I can get you transferred over to a soup so they can assist you. Hold for just a moment. Thank you. Okay, so what I'm about to do is get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can assist you, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I'm going to get you transferred over to my supervisor so they can assist you. Hold for just a moment.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling the customer support, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.